Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we're talking St. Vincent College women's basketball with head coach Jimmy Petresca. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on again.
Good morning, and thanks for having me, TJ.
Yeah, always. It's great to talk with you and have you on. And this is already year 12 for you as head coach, and you've really put together a very successful program at St. Vincent. So just tell me your thoughts on the program, you know, where it is now and what you still want to see accomplished.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, you know, and we've put a lot of time and effort into building the program. The approach we take that I like to take when shaping the program is just trying to get a little bit better than yesterday. And that's a phrase that our players constantly hear me talk about, our other coaches and the coaching staff hear me talk about. I think sometimes when you set goals, that you're fixated on that goal, whether it be in the season, whether it be a 20-win season, trying to win a conference championship, trying to advance in nationals, you know, and I have participated in all of those goals at one point in my career, and I've just found, for me, they don't work. I just like to focus day-to-day, simplified, just try to get better than yesterday. And I think, again, when you take that approach, it also helps clarify what you're truly after. For me, when I look at the program for the past 12 years, from where I first started to right now, I mean, there's been a lot of growth. The commitment factor amongst the players in the classroom, in the weight room, to the skill set during practice, the effort in practice has been tremendous. That's one thing I think has really improved. And then just coming out and having fun with what we're doing, you know, and I think that also has to be kept in perspective, especially in the sports world.
Talking now about COVID, which continues to affect everyone, just tell me how, sure, you know, the team has handled this whole situation and continues to.
I can't speak highly enough about the team with everything we had to do last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure a lot of people know, but, you know, the players had to get tested every 48 hours last season just to be able to practice. And then if we got out of that test realm of everyone being negative, coaches included, trainers included, managers included, you know, we got tested Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday last year. So we played, I believe, Wednesday, Saturday. If you got through Sunday and Tuesday, you could play Wednesday. if the opponent also tested negative and you had to test three officials, you had to have at least two able to officiate the game. So there were just a lot of factors that went into just getting on the court, let alone playing the game, let alone doing what we did on the court with a 10-0 season and a conference championship. The girls, I give so much credit to them because it was so hard. I saw it affect them with anxiety, yet I saw it affect them just always having to look over your shoulder, not knowing, you know, are we going to get shut down today? And they handled it, you know, just pretty almost perfect by the way they handled everything. They made sacrifices and adjustments. Obviously, we did get shut down from a contact trace with another team, so we didn't complain about it. We had to do what we had to do and try to get back on the court, you know, and this year has been a lot better. We don't, because of the vaccine, obviously, things are much different. We don't have to get tested every 48 hours if the players are vaccinated. There is still, you know, that potential, though. If the only way our players get tested as of right now is if they show symptoms, and if they test positive, that player that tests positive will have to quarantine for 10 days. So, again, last year, if that was the case, the whole team would have been shut down for 10 days, mm-hmm, and everybody would have been put in quarantine. So, I mean, it's different. It's not as intense as it was last year, but it's still here, and it's still a potential obstacle you're going to have to overcome. You know, I could be going into a certain week or a certain month, and I could have three players test positive going into conference play. You know, that's just something you're going to have to deal with. But to this point, I mean, it's been great. The players right now, we actually got to have a preseason. So last year, we haven't had a preseason since 2019. We didn't have one last fall. We weren't allowed to lift, weren't allowed to run, condition like we traditionally do. So this year we were back to being able to do that, and it was tremendous. The commitment, they got up at 6:30 every morning, 7 o'clock, lifting weights 3 days a week, conditioning 2 days a week, just very impressed with just flipping that switch and, yep, let's go. Back to work.
Now, I want to go back to last year because what a year it was for the team. 7-0 in the PAC, 10-0 overall. I know it was a shortened season, but you know, you still got to play. PAC regular season and tournament champs. Just give me your thoughts on last year, Coach.
Yeah, it just you constantly ask yourself, did it really happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know about you, but for me personally, you know, COVID, I have two small children. My wife works from home. I had to work from home when COVID first hit. So my entire realm has been just kind of turned upside down. And it's just, my point is, it's just very different.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept of time for me, that assessment has been thrown off a little bit. So when I think back to last year, it really wasn't, you didn't really think, you couldn't look back that day. So you just did it. You know, you just kept going. You just kept doing it. And I think things I learned, it really helped. When I try to assess what we did, you know, I always ask how or ask why, you know, and obviously you had to be lucky. And we were very lucky not to have any COVID cases, not to have any injuries. Past Jenna Lafko's foot injury, coming back 3 games into the season, you know, if there was one season that things could have been really messed up, it would have been last year. But I think we got lucky, and not taking anything away from what we did on the court, but with all the obstacles we had to overcome, you know, that was definitely on our side. But when I look at what we did, I'm just extremely proud. It'll be a season that I'll never forget. You know, and just proud of our leadership, our three seniors, Carly Kilgus, Jenna Lafko, Katie Kramer, just all the players that stuck with having to go through all the testing and all the COVID protocol and then how they performed on the court. You know, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but last year's team, I only had two college players on that team out of 12 that had any college experience coming into that season.
Wow.
You know, I had, you know, the other senior, Katie Kramer, got limited minutes in her first 3 years. I had a transfer in the junior class, Abby Larkin. Two other juniors that got very limited minutes up to that point. I had three freshmen and then three sophomores. And the sophomores got limited minutes as freshmen because they had 8 seniors. That was the big senior class we had the year before with Maddie Kolar, Kayla Sylvanek, and Bree Van Volkenberg and Paige Montrose. So the point I'm trying to make, I lost from the year before last season, I lost 8 seniors. I had 5 more players quit coming into that season last year because of COVID and other reasons. And my top assistant coach left. So it was almost a brand new team to an extent, just a lot of inexperience. So when you look at it that way and talk about that, I'm just overly impressed with how they conducted themselves. They handled themselves with class. We didn't complain. We focused on everything we could control, and we tried to seize that moment that we had for that day.
Yeah, and again, another PAC championship. That was the second time in 3 years. 4 players received all PAC honors last year. Carly Kilgus, Jenna Lafko, Ella Marconi, Katie Kramer. And also, you were named the Coach of the Year. So, you know, talk about these honors and what they mean.
I think it reaffirms what we just talked about. You know, the player accolades, and all of those players, if you would call them right now and ask them, they would say none of their individual awards would have been achievable without their teammates. You know, in my Coach of the Year award, it's that goes hand in hand with that statement as well. I mean, that award is based on production. So, and it's based on achievement. So, you know, that's my second Coach of the Year award. I give it to the girls because of what they do, not just on the court, but all through the preparation, in the classroom, everything it takes to be, a member in our program. We have high demand and expectation in everything we do. So just very honored to receive that award as a coach, and very thankful. And, you know, and I applaud the players for the achievements they accomplished individually, but also as a group.
Now, I want to talk about recruiting, Coach. First, how's it going? And I know you guys always get a lot of local kids, and obviously that's important to try to get those kids, you know, to stay in the area.
Yeah. Recruiting this incoming year, so this season coming up, we have 7 freshmen come in. The class is pretty talented. We're very excited about it. And recruiting for next season already, we have 3 commits so far. You know, it's a really strong class looking for next year as well. But yeah, recruiting, you know, this incoming freshman class for this season, there are a little local kids. We got Cassidy Smith out of Penns Manor, and I'm not sure if you want me to go through the whole class or not, but Cassidy was an all-state high school player her senior year at Penns Manor.
Mm-hmm.
We got Dominica Delaney from Fox Chapel. She's going to be a really talented player. Can do multiple things with the ball. Very long defender. Very athletic. Kelly Benson out of Slippery Rock High School. She's a 2-guard shooter. Very good with the ball. Very sound. Good passer. Good defender. Alexa Dadick from Thomas Jefferson. Kid can really shoot the 3. We got a point guard from Bishop McDavid, which is out near Harrisburg. Her name's Diana Mostyn. Very fast, very intense defender, great kid, just hard worker. Going to do great things here. Trying to think who else. We got Alyssa Morgan out of Oakland Catholic. Very tall, long, good athlete. Doesn't know how good she can be, but she's a great worker. And then we got Grace Navarro from Sierra Catholic. She is a off-guard, probably on the wing kind of player. She, you know, she's getting better every day, and she can do. She's another player that doesn't know how good she can be. But what I like about most about the freshman class is they all, from what I've seen the first 4 or 5 days of practice, they fit in, you know. And we knew with recruiting these kids at a high school, obviously you recruit kids that fit your program, so you don't have to constantly change things year to year. I mean, they just fit in so well, and we're very excited about having that entire freshman class with us.
And we are talking with St. Vincent College women's basketball coach Jimmy Petresco on DeStefano's Den on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Okay, Coach, I want to move into this season now. First off, you know, how has the offseason gone, and are you happy where the team is at this point?
The offseason, like I said earlier, went great. You know, we lifted 3 days a week for about 7 weeks, and, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they were up and at it with our strength coach and our assistant strength coach, and they did a great job. 2 days a week they were conditioning. So I just saw a lot of growth, a lot of physical change. We give them summer workouts that they are to follow. And then when they get back in the fall, we roll into the next step off the summer workout. So, you know, just seeing how they've transformed, just little things about their bodies. That was something we didn't have last year coming into the COVID season. And, you know, I have just very impressed, like I said earlier, with the commitment and the sacrifice. And, you know, most of the team, they haven't experienced a preseason before with us. So what I like to do year to year throughout my 12 years is constantly use that tradition that's been set to carry over that tradition with momentum into the next season. Lead by example, if you will. And we didn't have that opportunity last year, but they've picked up right where we left off, and I'm very pleased with that.
Now, you only lost 3 seniors from last year's team, albeit they were good ones. Carly Kilgus,
yeah.
Jenna Lafka, which you did and didn't lose, and we're going to talk about that in a moment,
yeah.
And Katie Kramer. Just talk about what those 3 meant to this program.
It's hard to put it in words. Carly Kilgus, just everything she earned last year in the awards segment of the season, she deserved. I mean, defensive player of the year, first teamer. Carly was one of the best players I've ever coached on the court. She would do things that you can't teach. And, you know, a lot of coaches, you always hear coaches say that. And for the fan or for the listener that doesn't understand that, you know, everything we do is systematic in how we approach the game. So, for instance, if we're defending a ball screen and our call is to do A, everybody is on the same page with doing A. And it's hard to deviate from that in the moment. Carly is one of those players that could understand that we're on the call A for the ball screen, but I can deviate out of that and come up with maybe a lob pass into the post, steal, or a jump ball tie-up, or a charge player control foul. Her strength with how she defended guards, forwards. She could defend a point guard. She could run the point guard position for us on offense. She could post her up in the post and really expose her defender. Great passer. Constantly, I don't know how many years, but was ranked top 10, top 20 in the country at assists to turnovers per game. And just a delight to coach. She's a player I'm going to miss. I do miss almost every day. And I love the kid. You know, just a great player overall and a great person. And there's no doubt in my mind she'll be successful for the rest of her life. Katie Kramer was a player in that senior class that when she got her call, she produced. You know, and the Geneva game was our first game last year in COVID. And it was her first career start, and she was big time. I mean, just instrumental. And she was like that the entire 10 games we were able to play, just hitting big shots and doing things. And she was a pivotal piece in our success because she was a senior. So even though she didn't have the senior traditional experience that Carly and Jenna had, she was still a veteran player in that mind, right? You know, in the mental stage. And she was able to do a lot of things just because of, you know, her freshman, sophomore, junior year. She's going against Paige Montrose and Maddie Kolar in practice every day, Erin Giacola. And that got her better throughout practice. So she was prepared. That's how I look at it, to come out and produce. But another great kid. And again, I'm very proud of everything she did throughout her entire career as well. And Jenna Lafko, you know, Jenna came into the season, fourth or fifth practice. She came down with a foot injury. We weren't sure she was going to be able to play because it was a short season. And then she got cleared with the doctors and she came back after the third game. And, you know, the rest is history for her. And again, for her, for Jenna, just probably the best point guard I've ever coached. Definitely the best point guard I've ever coached. And I've coached a lot of great point guards. But Jenna was one of those players that was, she felt the game, you know, and by feeling the game, just case point, W&J championship game, we're either down one, up one. She came up with a huge steal late. She took a jump shot, 18-footer, 16-footer, and she missed. And you're talking a minute and a half in the game. There's 3-4 possessions left at most, maybe 5. And to come up with that steal, I think we got fouled. She went to the foul line, or Carly went to the foul line, put them in, and, you know, just solidified the game. But that was Jenna her whole career. Just on-ball defender. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever coached someone that always had her nose on the ball. You know, just the type of pressure she applied on the ball, as many charge calls, player control calls as she got. I don't know if we ever had someone, even when I was an assistant, that was able to produce that type of call that often. And that's all effort. That's desire. It was like having another coach with Jenna on the floor, even with Carly as well. But, you know, Jenna just, player of the year, her junior year, just great career. and very thankful for her as well. And like Carly and Kate, she's going to be extremely successful with what she does in her life. And obviously, we're very lucky to have her back as an assistant coach.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I talked to her a couple months ago now, and I know she's really excited about the opportunity, did a great job with the interview. And so how's it going for her as a transitioning from a player to a coach now?
Yeah, Jenna's been doing great. The transition now, she played with all these girls except mm-hmm. the freshmen last year. So that's extremely difficult to do, to have a voice and to be heard, to be respected. So when I look at when I assess and observe, I hear what a lot of people can say the right thing, but the people you lead, if they don't accept what you're saying or if they don't embrace what you're saying, words aren't going to matter. You can talk to you blue in your face.
Yeah.
What you're saying, you're not going to move them. You're not going to bring them together. You're not going to have them embrace that. So what I've seen to this point, she's done a phenomenal job of not only speaking it, but showing it and demonstrating it by how she lives her life, and that when she's able to inspire and move the players she coached now as a coach, because they know things about her that, that you would know from player to player,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's hard when you're trying to influence people at that young of an age, but she's done a great job, just phenomenal in practice, with conditioning. She's just done a tremendous job at leading the team and providing her insight with not only point guards, but all positional players. Really impressed, very, very impressed with what she's been doing for in the coaching shoes for us.
A few more things here, Coach, as we wind down. First, I mean, you already mentioned the new players to the team, but you return a lot of talent from last year. So, I mean, you got to be excited with that because those girls last year were just amazing and got tons of game experience.
Yeah, no, we have a great team coming back. I mean, it's Ella Marconi is a force inside mm-hmm. offensively and defensively. Madison Weber is another force inside. Elizabeth Bender didn't really get much time last year as a freshman, but she's a heck of a player offensively, very skilled. She can pop out and hit three. She can post up inside. She can handle the ball. Defensively, she is strong. Our guard play is extremely strong as well. Evelyn Calasini will be starting out the point guard position. Just very electric, very fast, almost like Jenna. Almost very similar, mm-hmm. very similar tendencies like Jenna. Anna Betts can really step up and pop the three. Another guard that can handle the ball. We brought two guards back that didn't play with us last year, but Autumn Fennell from Penn's Manor was with us her freshman year, that would have been the year before last. She's a junior. Very excited to have Autumn back. Autumn was one of my top recruits in that class her freshman year. And she's just been doing great things. And then Lauren Gamble is back. She played with us her freshman year, which would have been our first PAC title season. Maria Morgan was a senior on that team, Christina Davis, and then we had that big junior class. But Lauren was from Bishop Canavan High School. She's back as a senior, 5'8 guard, can do multiple things with the ball, great passer, great defender, great rebounder, and can score. She can really create and distribute the ball. But we have there's a lot of talent sitting in our gym, when we walk into practice and just really getting them to get acclimated. And again, the preseason helps us do that. It's not always just about lifting and running and doing yoga and doing all these things geared towards trying to become a better athlete. It's about developing trust. It's about developing communication, understanding, continuity, and we've done that. And I really like where we're at right now, and still have a long way to go. But it's been great. Just a great core, a great base, a great foundation. Yeah, I mean, that's really about with the team. We also, I don't know if you know this or not, TJ, but we added back another coach who's an alumni as an assistant coach. Her name is Maria Morgan.
I didn't know that, but I know the name, yes.
Yeah, Maria was a senior when we won our first title.
Okay.
In the PAC. And she's also back as an assistant with Joel Trenton and Kurt Mattern and then Jenna and myself. But yeah, I mean, it's all coming together. I mean, there's just a lot of great pieces that we have at our disposal. And, you know, that makes it fun with what you can do, you know, player personnel, you know, the senior class. I mean, the Taylor Gear is also another player I didn't mention, but her senior leadership, her strength, her ability to score the ball, her defense. She played tremendous defense in the championship game last year against WNJ. She shut down Lauren Gilbert. So, and she's been looking great. She's been really looking good in practice. Another player that I forgot to mention was Elena Winkler. Another player that has a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm.
She's just really good with the ball. I can play her 1-4 on the court offensively. She can post. She can defend the post very well. She can defend a point guard. She can play on the wing. So, you know, that's a good problem to have when you got great players that you're just trying to talk freely about. And you keep bringing them up.
Yeah.
More keep popping in, you know, and that's probably like in years past, you really focused on, as a coaching staff, you're trying to gear in on, you know, yeah, I got, you know, these three or four players that will provide a lot of opportunity, maybe scoring the ball, but also creating shots for other players. With this team, I've had this in the past, but this team, all five players on the court can create shots not only for themselves but for their teammates. And that's extremely hard to defend. It's extremely hard to prepare for when you're an opponent trying to scout us. You know, who do you try to slow down? Who do you try to focus on? You know, just my gut, Marconi's going to draw a lot of attention just because he's something that a lot of teams don't have. You know, a dominant post player back to the hoop. Same with Weber, same with Bender. You know, so really trying to focus on what other teams would focus on. That's going to be hard for them. And that's a good problem for us to have.
Yes. And you guys will get everything going on November 9th at Juniata College. You have a couple non-conference games before the PAC grind begins on November 27th against Waynesburg.
Yes, no, we're excited about that. It's coming up pretty, you know, quicker than, you know, last year we had, I think, 12. Our 12th day we played. So this year, I think we have 25 days to our first game. So it's double the length, but it just seems like it's coming a lot quicker because everything is, like you said earlier, kind of back to this new normal.
Mm-hmm.
So life's just going a million miles a minute.
It is.
But yeah, we're excited. We'll be ready. And like I said at the beginning of the call, we're just trying to get a little bit better than yesterday.
Well, Coach, thank you as always for the time. I really appreciate you doing this all the time. Best of luck to you and the Bearcats in the upcoming season. I'm sure I'll talk to you again here soon.
Sounds good, TJ, and thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and it's, like I said, always great to have you. And that was St. Vincent College women's basketball coach Jimmy Petresca. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.